Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Unforgiving Eye, a Sussex Regency romance by Beth Andrews, narrated by Emma Powell. Prelude, The Beginning. England, 1818. Slipping noiselessly out of the side door, Portia drew the folds of her bottle green cloak about her. She made sure to keep close to any convenient bush or tree which might provide a measure of concealment, moving cautiously but steadily away from the great house, looking back occasionally to ascertain that no one followed. The full moon was like a silver gilt quizzing glass in the sky above, and she could almost imagine the eye of God glaring down at her through its glowing circle. That the deity would disapprove of her intentions was beyond question. There was a time when she herself would have trembled at the very thought of such things. But she had long since gained supremacy over her conscience, and she crushed it ruthlessly now, feeling scarcely a twinge of doubt or remorse. Not for her the timidity or hesitation of other young ladies, no. She was mistress of her own destiny, whatever might be the consequences. The house was already a good distance behind her, and she heaved a sigh of relief, emerging from the shadows onto a large expanse of lawn, a sea of dull grey beneath her slippered feet. It was unlikely that anyone would see her here. She was alone, or almost, was at the crunch of footsteps nearby. "Jibs," she called in a loud whisper, and even that sound, slight as it was, seemed magnified tenfold in the silence. There was no answer. She must have imagined it. On a night like this, it was easy for one's mind to play such tricks. Or perhaps her conscience was not as moribund as she assumed. No matter. She had not much farther to go. The bulk of the temple was clearly visible through the stand of ash trees, but no light from within yet illumined its windows of stained glass. Suddenly there was another sound. Unlike her hesitant voice a few moments before, this brought her abruptly to a halt. Her eyes widened in instant fear and disbelief. It was a sound at once familiar and incongruous, loud, angry, threatening. It was completely out of place in so tranquil a setting. "Good God," she muttered under her breath. Unless she was mistaken, it had come from the direction of the temple itself. She had been walking briskly, but now she hitched up her skirts and her clenched fingers and ran headlong towards the building, her mind struggling to make some connection between that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?